to build an altar of acacia wood. The altar must be square, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. Make a horn on each of its 4 corners, so that the horns are of one piece, and overlay it with bronze. Make all its utensils of bronze, its pots for removing ashes, its shovels, its sprinkling bowls, its meat forks, and its fire pans. Construct for it a grate of bronze mesh, and make a bronze ring at each of the 4 corners of the mesh. Set the grate beneath the ledge of the altar, so that the mesh comes halfway up the altar. Additionally, make poles of acacia wood for the altar, and overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be inserted into the rings, so that the poles are on 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. Construct the altar with boards so that it is hollow. It is to be made just as you were shown on the mountain. You are also to make a courtyard for the tabernacle. On the south side of the courtyard, make curtains of finely spun linen, 100 cubits long on one side, with 20 posts and 20 bronze bases, and silver hooks and bands on the posts. Likewise, there are to be curtains on the north side, 100 cubits long, with 20 posts and 20 bronze bases, and with silver hooks and bands on the posts. Curtains on the west side of the courtyard shall be 50 cubits wide, with 10 posts and 10 bases. The east side of the courtyard toward the sunrise is to be 50 cubits wide. Make the curtains on one side 15 cubits long, with 3 posts and 3 bases, and the curtains on the other side 15 cubits long, with 3 posts and 3 bases. The gate of the courtyard shall be 20 cubits long, with a curtain embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely spun linen. It shall have 4 posts and 4 bases. Be 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide, with curtains of finely spun linen, 5 cubits high, and with bronze bases. All the utensils of the tabernacle for every use, including all its 10 pegs, and the 10 pegs of the courtyard shall be made of bronze. And you are to command the Israelites to bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to keep the lamps burning continually in the tent of meeting, outside the veil that is in front of the testimony. Aaron and his sons are to tend the lamps before the Lord from evening until morning. To be a permanent statute for the Israelites, for the generations to come.